Kiravos HaShalom. Okay, so today will be our first Thursday, so we're going to do the brachas part of the first half hour, then we're going to go to the Chumash, and then we'll daven Mincha. Sunday we'll have a regular Sunday schedule, and then Monday we still have to determine what the story will. So we'll let you know on Sunday, we'll send out whatever you send out, you know. Okay. Okay, like this. The Gemara in Brachas Adav Beis, if you looked at, discussing when is the Zman of Kriyash, how do we get started with all this, is that the Zman of Kriyashma is Seisa Kachov. That's the time that the Kohanim, who were Tamei, could eat Truma, because again, eating Truma requires going to the Mikvah, but going to the Mikvah is not enough, they also need Harav Shemesh. So the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis has a bunch of opinions of when is this time. In other words, the Mishnah says it's Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasim Lachol B'Trumasim, right? But let's see. There's the different shitas. So let's go. Amar Mar. You see where I put the bracket. Mishash HaKohanim Nechnasim Lachol B'Trumasan Urminu Me'emesai Koran Eshma V'aroi Mishash HaKohanim Nechnas Lachol Pito B'Melech. That it's not the time that the Kohanim go in to eat the Truma. It's the time that the Oni is Nechnas Lachol Pito B'Melech. Now, why is that different than, well, Ani has a different dinner time than someone else? Well, what's this idea? So says Rashi, Shasha Ani, she'ein lo ner lahadlik b'sudaso. So it's interesting that an Ani is poor, so he has to eat. Normally people eat dinner when, you know, when it's dark, they eat their night meal. You know, but Ani apparently their dinner was earlier. Ani was earlier. So Rashi says, there was no electricity in those days, right? So then, whenever you had dinner, so if you were somebody who was a person who had more financial stability, you'd have a candle. You know, that was the sign of that you're not an Ani. You could have a candle and you could eat dinner by the light of the candle. But if you're an Ani, so you had to eat dinner a little bit earlier. So, Ein lo ner lahadlik v'sudaso. Now, the Gemara later on wants to know, so is that earlier than the Kohen Shir, or let the Kohen eat the Truma when it says a Kachor, right? Mishash HaKohen Ochlin B'Trumasim means the Kohen was Tamei, who then went to the Mikvah, then Harav Shemesh, so he was able to eat Truma when at says a Kachor, and the Kiddush was that to tell them two halachas. One is that's the Zman of Kriyashma, and that's the Zman of the Kohen. So now the Ani is earlier than the Kohen or later than the Kohen? That's very important to know. What's the Shita of the Shasha Ani? Is that earlier or later? So the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, he doesn't have the candle. Right, so it's earlier than Seis HaKachot, right? So let's see. We'll see in a second. So look what the Gemara says. You're gonna be flawed. Let me see. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Mar, Mishasha Konim Nechnosim Lechol B'Jum Mosim. Rulu Meima say, Korin Shema Barov Mishasha Oni Nechnos Lechol Pitov Melech. So, until he finishes the meal. Atcha Omer Lipotim Mitoch Sudosa. Right? That's Kriya Shema, at night. From the time that the Oni eats his meal until he finishes the meal. That's the zone that you could say Kriya Shema. So the word says, Seifa Bade Pliga Masnisim. So the Seifa certainly is arguing with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says you can say Kriya Shema until the whole night, or at least Chatzos. And here he's saying you can only say it till the end of the Oni's meal. The Oni clearly didn't have his meal till Chatzos, and certainly not till the whole night. But what about the beginning, Reisha? Reisha Milema Pliga Masnisin? So the Mishnah says, Lo, Oni the Kohen Chad Shiurahu. Unbelievable. So what does he see over here? The Gemara is saying, no, that the time that the Oni ate his meal is the same time as what? Say, of the Kohen. And what is the Kohen? Say, so Kachavim. So you see from here an unbelievable thing. And I think Rabbi Shalom Kastner must point out, there's a tshuva from the Rav Moshe points this out, that you see here that what? Rav Moshe Feinstein. That Tzeis HaKochavim is still light, because that's the whole point according to Rashi, that he eats the meal earlier. Everyone else is eating even later than Tzeis HaKochavim. He's eating at Tzeis HaKochavim, and Tzeis HaKochavim is for the people who don't have an heir. They could eat at Tzeis HaKochavim. One second. Okay, so you see, what do you, so who do you see like they point out similar to what? What? Raivin, what did you say? The Raivin. Ezra, right? Ezra, the Raivin. Because the Raivin says, Seikhovim is Or Labosar. It's still Or. So you see that Seikhovim is. Because, again, think about it. Three Kochovim. Beinanim. So it means there's still a lot to go to get to your absolute darkness. So Tzeis HaKochavim, we think it's not 100% not absolute darkness, because it's three Kochavim. Absolute darkness means all the Kochavim, even all the Kochavim Ketanim. We don't, and even our Chumra that we say three Kochavim Ketanim, because we're not Bucky, is still, again, those that keep absolute darkness are just because they're Choshesh, as Rabbi Harari pointed out, they're Choshesh L'Chumra, and others point out that they're not Bucky in the Kochavim. But it's really, so you see from this that the shear of Oni is the same shear as what? Tzeis HaKochavim. And it's the light. But if you go through further in the Gemara, so at this point the Gemara says, look on the first word in line is who? The Gemara says, "V'oni the kohen chachiyurahu." Do you mean to tell me that Oni and the kohen is chachiyur, meaning they're both what? Say so kochavim or minu. Me'emasai maschim likros shema barovim mishasha kidesh hayom barve shabosos. In other words, the first opinion says, like, well, let's assume shkia time, mishasha kidesh hayom beinah shmoshos. That's the first opinion. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishasha Kohanim Mituharim Lechol B'Trumasim. Rabbi Yeshua says it means when the Kohanim Awat are fit to eat the Truma, which presumably would mean when? Say the Kohanim. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishasha Kohanim Tovim Lechol B'Trumasim, when they go to the mikvah. So I'm the Rabbi Yehuda, Lekohanim in Mod Yomim Tovlim. That's a little strange, because the Kohanim go to the mikvah much earlier. Rabbi Chanina Mishasha Oni Nichnas Lecho Bitov Melech. When the Oni is eating the meal, Rabbi Chai Ve'Amila Rabbi Acha Omer Mishasha Rob Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lehesiv. The Amrit Oni the Kohen Chachiyurahu. So if you're going to tell me Oni and the Kohen is Chachiyura, then Rabbi Chanina is the same sheet as Rabbi Yeshua. So why is it mentioned two different shitas? Rav Chanina hani Rav Yeshua. Elash mamino shiur de ani luchud v'shiur de kohen luchud shmamino. It must be that it's not the same. So Dr. Presby, unbelievable. Listen to this. So now we're saying it's not the same. So when is it? So which is earlier? So you said what? I'm sure the ani is earlier. Hey, minay mu'uchar. Who's later? Mistabra de ani mu'uchar. He says, Mistabra, ani is even the later shir, after Tzeisu Chachavim. The Amrit, the ani mukdam, Reb Chanina, Haini, Reb Lezer, because if the ani is mukdam, then Reb Chanina is the same thing as Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer is the shita of Kiddush Hayom. That's the earliest shir. So obviously, if his shir is earlier, the stomach his shir is the Bein HaShemashah shir, right? And then he's the same thing as Reb Lezer, so it must be that he's what? Later. So unbelievable. At the end of the sugya, not only Ani the Kol Chashir, no! Ani is what? Is later. Ani is later. So B'meila, if Ani is later, then we have even a bigger chiddush, that according to Rashi. This I think Rabbi Kasson told me from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. That even after Tzeis HaKachovim, it's still light.
Let's just explain that original phrase, and laughing out if someone would say that.
I mean, Rashi only said it in the beginning when we thought it was... But even in the beginning when it was the same shear, or... You want to say the Rashi only said it when we thought that Ani was even before. What was the first stage? We didn't know. So you mean to tell me was there a Havim in the Gemara? No, but that was only because we thought the Ani was even Kodim Tzeis HaKachovim. Yeah.
And then also when we say that it's Hashiro, I don't understand why we are.
So I don't. In other words, this Rashi, do we have a right to bring him down to the whole sugya, at least to the beginning of Chachiyurahu? Right, there was, you know, and I think Rabbi Kasson said, Rabbi Moshe, maybe he brought a riot to the Vilna Gaon from here, that the Vilna Gaon sheet, there was an earlier sheet, so you see that, but either case, because in the end of the day, Tzeis HaKachovim is three Kachovim, according to everybody. Whatever Shita you have, it's three Kachovim. Whatever, if it's at 13 and a half minutes or at 72 minutes, it's three Kachovim. So, but you see, a Raya, like Ezra pointed out, that one of the other Svarim pointed out, like the Raivin, that Tzeis HaKachovim is still has a certain measure of light. And even enough light that you would be comfortable, I don't know, fully comfortable, but eating a meal without any electric lights. That's Tzeis HaKachovim. Oh, we'll get to that. That's right. When is the, Dr. Presby, yes, when is the Ani say Shema? And then the question is, when does the Kohen say Shema? The Kohen is also eating the Truma. When is he saying Shema? What? He has to also has to say Shema. We'll see in a second. Yeah.
So that's assuming that when we say it's Hashira that we're moving Shkia earlier. Who says we're doing that? Maybe we're moving the Quran of the Ani later.
If what?
Hashira.
So Hashira means it's Seis. And then the Gemara says, well, then that's what I said originally. Then the Brisa proves that it can't be. And then it's going to be different. So then the Gemara says, which way? So Dr. Presby wanted to say, of course, earlier. And the Gemara says, no, of course, later.
What's the
Telaki, Shalom Aleichem. Those are new in the Shir of Telaki is here. So stay tuned.
Why are the
Gemara
showing that it comes to be earlier and just slightly different
time
from
Shabbos? Yeah, so we'll see, as he points out. Tosas asked that. Yeah, because most probably the way they say is they're not going to make 2 seconds earlier. In other words, there are certain demarcation points. There's seis, there's shkia. You know, they're not going to make this man, you know, like sometimes they're going to make this man 1:33 in 4 seconds. You know, like, so there's going to be certain cutoff points that's going to be this man. So, Mamela, if it's not seis, the next demarcation point will be shkia. So if he's going to write back, let me say, it could be in between, but... We'll see. But that's a fascinating point. You see, Shimon Nair in Shlita, he wants to say, maybe Rashi only said it in the Havamina. And he has to assume that there was a Havamina, that it was before Seis, but who knows whether there was ever such a Havamina. Maybe the Havamina, we didn't know. And now we're saying which way is it. But, okay, now take a look at the Shita Mekubetzis. From page 4. He explains the onion in a different way. In other words, the idea that the Ani is early is not like Rashi says because he didn't have a candle. It's that, I guess, you know, you have to realize that today we have refrigeration. So you have refrigeration, so you can prepare a meal today that you can have 3 weeks from now, you know. But then, when you didn't have refrigeration, the preparation was on the spot. So, but if you don't have too much food to prepare, then, so the people ate, you know, they were preparing, they got their food from the store, whatever. So Ani didn't have so much food. In other words, that's the idea of an Ani. That he doesn't, he'll do it right after it says. In other words, everyone is going to eat, well, earlier, he's going to eat later. I mean, he's going to eat early. So that's how he explains Salta Daitach B'nei Adam Hainu Anim. In other words, when the Gemara says that M'shosh B'nei Adam is the same thing when it says the name of Shasha b'nei Adam nechnasim lechol pitam b'arvei Shabbosos is the same time as the Ani is eating during the week. And the Gemara says, "If Ani Shiur the Chul Chosh, Ani V'Koy Chat Shiur Hu." But originally, the Gemara thought that Ani and Bnei Adam are the same Shiur, because originally it says that B'Shosha Bnei Adam Nachnasim V'Chol Pita Bar V'Shabasos. Okay. What? Yeah. Now, in terms of the question of when is the Ani going to say Kriya Shema, so if you take a look, Dr. Presby asked on Beis Amid Beis on page 2, Tema Ani Gufe Amosa Yispalal Da Amid Zmanachilosu the Tosis Mishosha Ani. I didn't bracket it. Shosha Ani Nichlos Lechol Hey, ani gufim masa yispalo. I'm in zman achilosu. I'm in zman kriyishma. Right? The came and she came zman kriyishma. Also laschil. When is zman kriyishma? When the ani eats. But then why is the ani eating? He's saying kriyishma. Because you're not allowed to eat. Came and she buzz zman kriyishma. You're not allowed to eat dinner or a meal. So he says it means zman tefilah have a kodem zman suda lav dafka mishosha. Ani nuchdas it means a little bit before. A little bit before. But and 1 second, and there's a marsha here also. 1 second. I didn't put it in the packet, but if you have the Gemara in front of you, you can look in the marsha. Masha says Masha Shakarim Hainim Shambut. He says in Akhanami. You see, the question is, Masha asked the Kasha, how come Tosas asked the question only on the Ani? When does the Ani say Kriyashma? You can ask the question on the Kohen. When is the Kohen going to say Kriyishma? 1 second. So the Marsha asks, because no, Kohen just means he's permitted to eat the truma. It doesn't mean he actually eats the truma. It's in Akhanami. It's the Dal Mara first. But the Ani, it says, Mishah, that he's actually eating it. See, by the Kohen, it says, Mishah Shakon Mutarim. You know, what's the Lashon? Even though it says, Ochlin B'truma Son, it means that they're permitted to eat. But an Ani, when it says Ochlin, what do you mean permitted to eat? It means he's actually eating. So how could he eat? This is Zman Kriyashma. So that's why Tosas asked that kasha. There's this famous slach that says that maybe a mitzvah is different. That truma is a mitzvah. Because normally the halacha is you're not allowed to eat a meal when it's Zman Kriyashma comes. Right? So usually that's a big problem in the winter months. Because in the winter months, like we don't, a lot of times, yeah, I say here in YU, they daven in Maariv at 10 o'clock. And we eat dinner already. The Zman Kriyashma is already 5:30. And we're not saying it until 10 o'clock, and we're eating in the middle. So we rely, some poskens are shekel, but we rely on the heter of Minyan Kavua. That if you go to a Minyan Kavua, so there's some that say that that's okay. But I always, because, you know, the whole idea you're not allowed to eat before is you're going to come to forget. But if you dive into a Minyan Kavua, you know, I always point out, Minyan Kavua doesn't only mean the minion's kavua, but your attendance to the minion has to be kavua, or else it's like, I know when I'm here, it's like clockwork. Mincha 2:30, Maariv 10. So it's like clockwork. So we've been built into my system here.
Tuesday?
What? Tuesdays is Tuesday we're down at 2:30 in the library, you know. Yeah. Was doctor?
In our case, we have an angle. According to if I start the beginning and end at the end of the meal, then there's no time for him to say. But in the case of the Shita, the Kohan doesn't have an end.
Right. That's also a good point.
He could hold up the Shomer or any of these other halakhas.
Right.
Kavua, so, but if he's eating the meal, he can't eat during the time of the meal. The question is only on the Kohan.
Right, because there it has an end limit. Okay, that's a good point.
You could also kind of put dosas, but they don't attack in this halacha for our name, like Dhamma or something. That this halacha is suspended for our name because of if you hold like Rashi, because the Pasuk won't be able to do it, maybe they made an exemption in the halacha for our name.
Okay. Because there's no choice.
Right.
Okay, I mean, one prima donna we maybe still talk about, but basically we finished the packet. Okay, so we take a 2 minute break, and then we have the chumash here, and then we daven mincha. Okay, that's the.